You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The question before all of our listeners this morning is really, really simple. Yep. And I know it could go the other direction. We're aware of that, but just relax and try to have some fun with us this morning. The question is simply, ladies, why are you mad at your husband slash partner right now?
Yeah, we always do something to screw up your day, right? This is based off of our buddy Arkansas Brandon, who you might have heard us talk about him. He's one of our sales guys out in our sales department. He's got that real southern twang. He's a, hey, boys, what's going on? And he came wandering in here the other day, and I was like, hey, buddy, I haven't seen you in a while. What's new? And he goes, well, my wife's mad at me. I go, why? What happened? Well, it turns out Brandon's like this huge Christmas guy. He loves Christmas. He loves Christmas decorations. I had no idea. I didn't know either. He's like, yeah, I'm that house in the neighborhood that has about, you know, 40 inflatables out front on the lawn. All those, you know, it's the tacky house in the neighborhood come Christmas. Sure. So he said, he's like, well, I was at the store.
He's from Arkansas.
This is all he knows.
What do you expect?
So he was at the store, I guess, and they already have some Christmas stuff out at a lot of places. And he spotted a brand new inflatable that he had to have. And so he bought it and took it home and blew it up in his family room. And he pulled out his phone and he showed me a picture of it. And he's got one of those family rooms with like the giant vaulted ceiling, okay?
Yeah.
And this inflatable, which was a hot air balloon with Santa and a teddy bear hanging out of it, went from the floor all the way up to the top of the vaulted ceiling. It was massive. He's like, I blew this up in the house and it's been going for about 2 days. I'm just leaving it up. Trying to get in the spirit of the holidays. And his wife wants this thing down and gone out of the house. It's like taking up their entire room.
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that a funny visual? You walk into your house. She's like, comes home from work, and there's this giant hot air balloon blown up in the house.
I didn't get to see that photo. Get a copy of it.
I will.
I'll
have him send it to you. It's hilarious,
man. Oh, my God. That's great.
It's such like a guy thing to do, too. It's like, I got to open this thing up and see what it looks like.
I bet when he took those pictures, he's standing there holding a beer, and he sent all those pictures to his buddies, for sure.
Look at this. Christmas is coming. So anyway, I was like, oh my gosh, man, that's hilarious. We need to talk about this on the air because I'm sure women everywhere are mad at their husbands over something.
For something.
Something.
Ladies, why are you mad at your husband or partner right now? Now, we know when we, and Jeremy has already posted this on social media.
They're already coming in.
The responses are flowing in. But I guarantee you we'll get the, I am never mad at my husband.
We're getting a lot of, there is a lot of that. And there's, I haven't met a husband yet. And then I'm like, well, thanks for playing along. Come on, this is... Just, I'm sorry you haven't found anybody.
Partner.
The right guy is out there for you, but...
Yeah, you know, it could be a partner. But, you know, doesn't have to be a spouse.
Correct. It could be a boyfriend.
But we're just trying to have some fun.
Yeah.
The No Fun Patrol is going to try to shut us down on that, but...
I know Dom's wife is totally ticked off at him this morning.
She's furious again.
Dom was running at Mach 3 through a wooded trail and nearly killed himself.
I've got the bloody photos to prove it.
Are you going to post some of those photos? Dom fell down. A quick recap. Dom fell down on a trail twice and almost died. Blood everywhere.
There's blood everywhere. No, I don't. I'm sending one of the photos out in the Mindbender Club mailer today, but I don't think I want to put them on social media.
They're pretty wicked. But anyway, your wife's mad at you because
she's mad because she keeps telling me to stop trying to set new record times. That's what's causing this, but... Why is Nicole mad at you right now? You're doing something.
Yeah, I haven't painted the kitchen. I have promised to paint the kitchen, and this was months ago. I bought the paint, I bought the tape, I got the rollers. It's all just sitting there, but it's been sitting there easily for 3 months. I just have not done it. And again, yesterday, she's like,
get off your butt.
Are you going to get this done? Like, it needs paint.
Yeah. And can I take Nicole's side for just 1 second?
You always do.
Well, it's easy to do.
Why? What?
First of all, I have a special connection with Nicole, and you know it. And it goes back to the very first day I met her.
A twinkle in your eye.
With a little kiss that she gave me. But I'm on her side for this, and I'll tell you why. Because she's been asking you to do that. And you're like, I don't have time. And then yesterday, you sat there and told me about how you took 2 hours out of your day to take a folding chair out and watch the neighbors. What were they doing?
They removed an evergreen tree, and I wanted to sit out there and watch.
So you went and grabbed a beer and sat in a folding chair and watched the neighbor cut down a tree. So you had time to do that.
It's fascinating. This tree was massive.
But you didn't have time to paint the kitchen.
Correct.
So I am on Nicole's side.
Honestly, so am I. I've been really lazy about this.
How about one quick call before we go into the break?
Yeah, because we'll need more.
Maybe we can take some calls out of the break. Here's Lisa, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, boys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why are you mad right now?
Because my fiance got me tickets to a concert for my birthday, and he got two tickets, so I guess I just assumed that he and I were going to go. But he just told me he doesn't want to go.
He doesn't want to go. So, come on. Then you get to take a nice friend, and he got you tickets to a concert, and he's
Why
in trouble?
Why would you buy two tickets and that it becomes more of a chore for me? Now I got to figure out who I'm taking with me.
Woe is you.
It puts me through so much stress because then I have to pick, I have five friends that I get to pick from, and I have to pick the
I will
right
give
one.
You that, because if you pick that's the wrong one, they're all going to talk about you.
That's a fair point. He has set her up to make four of her friends mad at her.
I got to know, what's the concert?
Yeah.
I've been waiting to see this guy for 10 plus years. It's actually the Andrea Bocelli concert at the end of the month.
No wonder he doesn't want to go.
He should not go to that at all. I disagree, Jeremy.
Whoa.
He should be taking her because that is a romantic, beautiful night out. I'm on your side, Lisa.
You should put those on. Put those on one of those StubHub sites immediately.
I would go with Lisa to that show.
Okay, I was going to say, Dom, you want to go with me? Let's go.
You know what? And that would show your boyfriend because I wouldn't bring you home until 3 a.m.
Honestly, he would probably still be playing video games. So I don't think he would.
He's like, oh, you're back.
That's perfect. Lisa, I love your call. Thank you for being on the show.
Enjoy the concert.
Well, I love you, boys. Have
See
a great
ya.
Day.
Bye. Oh, yuck.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I would go with her to this concert.
Hopefully he's not cussing. I don't... He doesn't cuss, does he?
He what?
He doesn't cuss, does he? I don't know what he's saying here.
This is all vulgar language in Italian. What are you talking about?
Oh,
yes. Oh, my God. You guys have to believe that.
Ugh. 3 hours of this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she brings up a really good point, too. She brings up a really good point. The whole thing about how he bought those tickets, and it is quite obviously a romantic night out type of thing. This is not like, you know, you getting you with your gal pals and you go off to see Pink, right? And it's girl power.
Correct. This is romance.
Right? This is a romantic night. So to buy her those two tickets and then say, I don't want to go. I mean, I get her.
It's kind of a jerk move. I get it too, but
funny. All right, tell me some of these others that have been sent in.
Just pouring in. I've got a bunch of just little quickie ones and then three with some explanations here. Mary says he takes forever in the bathroom to get ready. I'm sick of it. Lauren says, I'm mad because he told me it's my job as a wife to make him breakfast every morning on the weekend while he sleeps in. So I replied back to that when I said, sausage or bacon this weekend? Nancy said he has too much crap. He thinks he needs it all. Leslie said he made me take him to the airport at 4 a.m. this morning. Oh, boo-hoo. And then I got three more.
Wait, stop.
I know. It's like we've been up for 2 hours at that point.
No. I'm not. I'm on her side with that, too. If you're going to ask for an airport run, it has to be during normal.
But it's the his wife.
But, yeah, that's so what?
That's what you do.
If you're scheduling a flight at that time, that is on you, and you need to spend the money for an Uber.
Come on. Especially if it's for his job. Come on. It's in the vows. It's in your vows.
No. Love, honor, and honor take and you to the airport.
Airport
at
trips. Yes, it's in the vows. DJ.
No one should ever be expecting a trip to the airport if it's not between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m.
Right.
From 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., you're on your own.
Let me give you three more. DJ, Kim, and Erica. DJ says, my husband never refills the soap and the little squirter thingy in the kitchen, and he never replaces the paper towel. Both are gone this morning. I had a jelly spill to clean up. Nothing to wipe it up or to wash it off my hands. And she just wrote, rage, at the end of it. Kim says, I got a brand new 4Runner, and my husband was up in the garage rafters getting down Thanksgiving decorations. Yes, Thanksgiving decorations. He dropped some big heavy box under the new car hood, put a huge dent into it. He's an idiot. Right. And then Erica says, I'm going on day two of being mad at my husband because he played a prank on me yesterday where he brought me my morning cup of coffee, but he dumped in about 10 scoops of salt and stirred it up. My first sip was gag-inducing. I had to spit it out on the sheets that I ended up having to put into the laundry.
I have to say, what's her name?
Erica.
I do have to say, Erica, in his defense, this time I will come to the husband's defense.
Come on.
That's a fun little prank.
And
it's a prank that I highly recommend to everybody who's listening who goes out for happy hour with friends. When somebody goes to the bathroom, if they have a pee break, it is almost your duty to jack with their drink somehow.
You got to put something in it.
You've got to, and salt is always very handy. It's just right there. If you pour like half a container of salt into someone's beer while they're peeing, and
it
then they come
it.
Back, and you sit there and you cannot wait for them to pick it up and take a drink.
You're just sitting there with that goofy look on your face like, it reminds me of all those times that, like, you and I would go out to, you know, brunch or whatever after the show, and Dom would get up to go do something, hit the bathroom or whatever, and I'd fill up the pockets of his jacket with, like, sugar containers and 1,000 packets of Splenda and
it was funny.
Forks.
I remember one time over at Slattery's, and I'll just give a heads up to Slattery's. I've got one of your little glass things that sit on a table. They put the like Splenda and Stevia and
the little
stuff
rectangle
like that in there.
Yeah,
a little glass rectangle where the Stevia and Splenda goes. I got home from one of these outings with Jeremy, and one of those was in my coat pocket. And to this day, it's in my kitchen, and
hey,
I use it.
That's great.
I mean, every single day. So Slattery's,
sorry.
Sorry, and thank you. Thanks for the funny notes, everybody.
Yeah.